Hey guys, it's Friday and we're digging into Luke chapter 7 today, and we see several accounts here, but we're going to jump clear to the end of Luke chapter 7. And there's an account, you may have a title that says a sinful woman anoints Jesus' feet or something like that, starting in verse 36. I just want to read this account to you. It's kind of a long account, so hang with me today, and I know you'll be reading it on your own. Now, this is not to be mistaken with a similar event that happened shortly before Jesus's crucifixion, where a woman named Mary washed Jesus's feet. But I want you to listen to this, and I think we can pull some pretty neat things out of this today. Now, one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. Now, this would have been a very expensive jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee, who had invited him, saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." You see, this man was a Pharisee. His name was Simon. This is not the same Simon as the disciple Simon Peter. But he's thinking to himself, if Jesus knew who he was allowing to do this to, he would have never let this happen. Pharisees always wanted to stay as far away from sinful people as they could. And here's Jesus' response in verse 40. Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. And then Jesus tells a parable. Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head." Now, these are three things that were common courtesy things to do when you had a guest. He said, "You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" You see, they didn't know or accept the fact that Jesus was God and only God can forgive sins. Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." You know, there's a beautiful truth here. We see Jesus take such care of women who had a past. You know, think about the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman at the well. You think of the woman who was caught in adultery, who they were going to stone to death. And now you think of this woman who comes in and bows down at Jesus' feet. And the truth I want to share with you is the truth that Jesus talked to Simon about in this parable. Those who have a shady past, those who have a past full of what we would consider really bad sin, who come to know Jesus, seem to be able to understand the depth of love, or understand a little bit more the depth of the love that God has for us. you know, regardless of our past, and I know people listen to this, there's some of you who say, you know, I've lived a pretty good life. And others would say, I've lived a pretty wild life. But the thing we have in common, hopefully, is that we all belong to Christ now. And I think we can take a lesson from this unnamed woman. All of us need to kneel at the feet of Jesus and sacrificially worship him. You know, I told you that that alabaster jar itself would have been extremely expensive, and then the perfume in it extremely expensive. This woman very well may have given everything she had to worship Jesus. You know, God doesn't make us give up all of our possessions, most of us, to follow him. But this woman shows us that to give Jesus what's valuable to us, sometimes it's our popularity and our acceptance. Sometimes it is material things or our money. But that we are to fall at Jesus' feet and to worship him with sacrificial worship. Let me close today by asking you this question. Is your relationship with Jesus sacrificial? I'll talk to you more on Monday.